For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, USA Today put together a debate between Alan St. Pierre, president of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, and Miss Calvina Fay, a favorite of the drug warriors. She's kind of an aging soccer mom. Gone really bad.
We smoke pot, we like it a lot.
To California. People are fighting to legalize marijuana, an illegal drug that some think leads to using heavier drugs. And others insist it's no worse than drinking a martini. On this week's debate, should marijuana be legalized? Joining me now, Alan St. Pierre from the National Organization for Reform of Marijuana Laws, and Calvina Fay from the Drug Free America Foundation. Alan, let's start with you. Should marijuana be legalized?
At this point in our country's history, it seems like a very logical and good policy to make marijuana taxed and factually legally controlled, which is not today, after 68 years of prohibition.
Why? So,
well, because we don't get all the benefits that we currently get from prohibition. We don't tax it. We don't direct the money towards educating children not to use it, the same that we have for tobacco. An example, I'm nearly 40 years old, and tobacco use has been cut in half in my lifetime. It's very addictive, kills 400,000 people a year. But we didn't use the criminal justice system to accomplish this very achievable and laudable public health thing. We didn't use the criminal justice system.
Calvina, let's talk about gateway drugs. Isn't marijuana one of them?
We believe it is, yes.
And what does that mean?
Well, if you talk to people who have either been through treatment or in treatment, or the professionals that treat people who are addicted, they'll all tell you that people don't start with heroin, they don't start with cocaine, they start with marijuana. And to that extent, yes, it is a gateway drug.
Should marijuana be allowed for medical use? 72% strongly or somewhat agreed, Calvina. 25% strongly or somewhat disagreed. Aren't you out of touch?
I don't think so. Now, a lot of times when these surveys are done, people do not understand the difference between Marinol and marijuana. They don't understand that. And they know loved ones that have had Marinol. I mean, I've had even doctors say to me that they've given patients marijuana, but then when you more closely discuss it with them, you discover that what they really gave them was Marinol. So that's one issue. And the other issue is, I think that the average person would say, you know, if somebody is truly dying and they just got to have a marijuana joint, you know, who cares? We'll turn a blind eye to it. And I think that's probably the attitude of a lot of people. But it totally, totally ignores the true issue. And the true issue is there medical scientific evidence behind
it?
Is it a safe to deliver system? It isn't.
Again, Calvina Fay proves that drug warriors have no grasp of reality. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.